Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley, this week continuing with the music of the 1940s. The year is 1941. War didn't arrive in the USA until December, although many thought that in any event it was only a matter of time. On stage and on record, the Andrews Sisters were at the height of their popularity, with songs such as this. Lou Williams and the Willets are of the Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, with Boogie Woogie Boogle Boy, which first appeared in the 1941 film Buck Privates with Abbott and Costello, and of course the Andrews Sisters. The song went on to be ranked number 6 in the Songs of the Century, part of an education project by the Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA for short, which promotes a better understanding of America's musical and cultural heritage in American schools. For 7 weeks from July 12, 1941, the US chart topper was Daddy, composed by Bobby Troup for the film Two Latins from Manhattan and recorded by Sammy Kaye and his orchestra. Bill Vlasic, well known for his big band arrangements on the Willets over the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, recorded this track in 1990.
Thank you.
I'm cheating slightly on this next selection, as it was composed in Spain in 1936, but it was only brought to the English-speaking world in 1941 by Jimmy Dorsey. Time Was didn't hit number one, but it remains one of Dorsey's top recordings. Unusually for Hot Pipes, I have a vocal version from 1958 by an American singer, Dick Stewart, accompanied by George Wright on the Richard Vaughan Studio Wurlitzer, which he featured in his Hi-Fi albums.
Time was when we had fun on the schoolyard swings, when we exchanged graduation rings one lovely yesterday.
Was the velvet voice of Dick Stewart, recorded in 1958. Mad About Him, Sad Without Him, How Can I Be Without Him Blues was copyrighted in 1941, and in 1942 it charted for Dinah Shore. Jack Gustafson kept the Dinah Shore gentle swing treatment in this arrangement reminiscent of roller skating organs, but recorded on the Wurlitzer that graced the Captain's Galley Peachtram Pipes in Redwood City, California from 1962 to 2004.
Thank you.
Flamingo, introduced by Duke Ellington in 1941, played there by George Blackmore on the dual purpose Compton in the Guildhall, Southampton in 1964. Next up is a medley of three songs composed in 1941 and recorded that same year by Reginald Dixon during his period away from the Tower Ballroom Blackpool. The side was one of his Dixon Times 78s, number 12 to be precise, and it featured the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre Slough. Here's Ma, I Miss Your Apple Pie, What More Can I Say, and I Know Why, and So Do You. One very well-known song that Glenn Miller recorded in 1942 came from the pens of Sammy Gallup, bandleader Dick Juergens, and one Elmer Albrecht. Elmer composed the music in the 1920s while working as an embalmer in a Chicago mortuary, and in 1941 approached Juergens, whose band was then resident at the nearby Aragon Ballroom. Juergens, inundated with songpluggers, at first resisted, but finally gave in to the very persistent Albrecht and played the song on air. It was at that time that the song name, until then untitled, was casually suggested by Juergens, and Elmer's tune was born.
Thank you.
roller skating organist Leon Berry and the Wurlitzer and the Hub Roller Rink in the Norwich district of Chicago, which opened in 1950, was renamed the Axel in 1974, and finally closed in October of 1985. That crisp and crystal clear style of playing was essential for the roller skaters, and Leon was one of the very best at his craft. That track of Elmer's tune dates from 1956. After his retirement from the BBC and his As Prescribed Radio Hospital Request series, Dudley Savage, MBE, continued to record for his personally produced albums, including in 1996 a cassette called A Touch of Romance. This 1941 Ralph Freed and Burton Lane number, How About You, was taped on the ex-Regal Putney Compton in the residence of Ralph Krampen in Bray am Rhein, Germany. To close out today's Hot Pipes, it's back to George Wright, this time playing solo on the Little Wurlitzer in the Rialto Theatre, South Pasadena, in Southern California. Again, it's a big band number that was introduced by Duke Ellington, having been published by his pianist Billy Strayhorn in 1941. It could only be Take the A-Train. Take the A-Train was actually composed by Strayhorn in 1939 and was initially rejected by him as he thought it sounded too much like a Fletcher Henderson piece. Thankfully, it was rescued from the wastebasket by Ellington's son, Mercer. I'll be back next week with the next in this series of music from the 1940s, featuring some hits from 1942. In the meantime, my website hotpipes.eu contains a large number of these half-hour shows archived for your listening pleasure, as well as almost 140 one-hour podcast editions. And do please feel free to drop me a line via the contact form on that website with any comments or questions you may have. Until the same time next week, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes wishing you all an organised farewell. Bye for now.